Hey y'all, welcome to the Wow Superheroes After Show on Women's Wrestling Talk. We had amazing action from luchadors. We had monsters trying to move their way into the tag division. And of course, an amazing starting match between Tiki Chamorro, the sweetheart, and the rap mogul known as BK Rhythm. This is the Wow After Show, y'all.
T-minus 1 minute. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Yeah, hi guys. Technical difficulties, but we are here. This is the Wow Superhero After Show on Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Of course, I'm your girl, Stephanie Hardy, host and creator of the Hardy Wrestling Podcast, host and writer for this fabulous platform, and color commentator heard on the Belladonna Division, Battle Club Pro, Black Girl Magic 2022, and soon to be Spartan Wrestling this coming Saturday. And of course, I am not alone. I am here with two new faces on the Wow wavelength right here. This is, of course, the CEO, the boss lady in charge, TK Trinidad. How are you, TK?
I'm good. I think I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just trying to recover from seeing all the madness that was going on earlier with y'all.
I was just there. I'll tell you what. Yeah, that was a situation right there.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, you know, the most important part is that we're grateful that WWT Live has lasted for a whole year. It's amazing that there's an anniversary for it. And I'm so happy that this is a new show that comes on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I do enjoy watching it all the time. And I just love the people who have been on it, who are currently on it, and all of the above. And that's all that matters. Everything else is just kind of woo. But either way, we're here. And I'm happy that you're here because it's hardly ever we get to talk about WOW like that. So I'm glad you're here. And last but certainly not least, we have the WWT senior writer, superstar, Big Barbie, Nikki Bougie in the building. How are you, Nikki?
I am good. Of course, causing some of that chaos. It wouldn't be an anniversary without the Salt Shakers. I mean, listen, when you're the story, you have to give them a visual sometimes. So we had a great time with that. But of course, no disclaimers here. It's all love at WWT. We've been doing this for a while now, so I'm super excited. And, you know, this is my first time talking about WOW. So I'm very excited to see, what, because they got a lot of beef.
Oh, yes. There is beef always in the WOW universe. Like, it never ends. It's hilarious. But yeah, I'm so happy to have the both of you here. And of course, we do send our love to Katrina from NCAT We Trust. She is spending time with her family. So we do wish her all the best of love with that. And of course, Emily Be Everywhere. Emily Mae Heller doing her thing at Impact Wrestling and New Japan with Multiverse United 2 this weekend. Big shout out to her. So anything that she's posted, please go and watch it because I know it's amazing and entertaining. So please go ahead and watch that because, like I said, she be everywhere. But of course, they will be back next week so we can get back together and talk about WOW. But of course, this episode was absolutely fantastic. I'm so glad that we get to talk about it. One thing that I did want to address before the episode proper is the fact that, of course, today the trailer for the Netflix documentary Wrestlers did come out, and two WOW superheroes are on that documentary. Of course, is the Mother Truckers, Big Rig Betty and Holly Swag, but of course by their other personas in Ohio Valley Wrestling, because that's what the documentary will be talking about. So it was really cool to see them in there. I was just like, oh snap, it's the Mother Truckers, what's up? But then they were hitting each other and I was just like, oh, that's different. Because usually they're tagged together, but now they're separate and they're fighting each other. So I can't wait to see that next month. But either way, that was really cool to see. And I wanted to address that because I just love seeing WoW superheroes pop up everywhere, all over Hollywood and beyond. And I just have to mention it on the show before we get started with the show properly. So we're going to get to our first match. The first match was, of course, between BK Rhythm and Tiki Shamaro. Of course, Tiki is looking to bounce back from her loss that she took against Gigi Gianni, the fabulous Italian woman. She took a really devastating loss from her in a very hard-fought match. And BK Rhythm is also looking to bounce back from her loss in tag team action against the said Mother Truckers. So, yes, JD in the comments saying hello, cool gamer, hello. Thank you guys in the comments. This match was really good for the most part. Of course, BK Rhythm had to start the match with her crazy bars, and of course, if Katrina were here, she would hate every inch of it because she always gives her bars like the worst reviews ever. It's hilarious.
Well, let me step in for Katrina then, because I will separate WWT's very own Katrina, because they were absolutely awful, dreadful, horrible. Couldn't stand them, honey.
Well, yes. I appreciate you stepping in and talking about your honest feelings about BK Rhythm's raps. Yeah, they're really crazy at times. And of course, last week they got like downright disrespectful towards the Mother Truckers and talked about them and how they got their truck towed and how they had to get put in jail and had to get Sophia Lopez to bail them out. Like, she was really personal last week. But this week it was just kind of cute and a little bit polite. Even AJ Mendez even said that this was probably the nicest rap she said since the season has started, which is saying a whole lot because usually she's really mean. And she said that, you know, she enjoys Tiki's, you know, beachy vibe, but you're too short and I'm basically going to beat you. And I was just like, God dang, the disrespect. Yeah.
So my first question when I saw this was, so who's a better rapper, BK or Cena?
Cena was platinum, if I'm not mistaken. Cena carried.
Okay. Yes, and I believe this week, I believe it was last week, John Cena actually reached another level of platinum status with his only rap album. Like, that's what's so killer about it. He pulled a Lauryn Hill and only had one album, but yet it hit so hard that he doesn't have to do anything else, right? But yeah, BK does a pretty okay job for the sake of, you know, what she does it for with her diss tracks or whatever. But, you know, John Cena kind of is the GOAT when it comes to that. But let's continue and talk about the match itself. It was pretty good because, of course, Tiki didn't take that disrespect sitting down. She decided to fight and go in, like, relatively quickly. She went for a splash and actually started swinging her around, like, sort of like Claudio Castagnoli used to do, or basically still does do in Ring of Honor. Like, she started swinging BK Rhythm around and splashing her and hitting her with all kinds of moves, including a rugby tackle, because a lot of people don't know that Tiki does have a background playing rugby before she started in the military and then, of course, going into wrestling. And a lot of people take her, don't take her seriously just because she's such a sweet girl, but when she gets it cracking in that ring, she gets it cracking, okay? And this is where she hit a backflip and into a sunset flip onto BK, and we thought that this was going to be the end of it, but BK wound up kicking out. But Tiki wound up winning the match by tripping up BK and hanging her on the ropes and then hitting her Tiger Fate kick into the Tiki bomb for the 1-2-3, and Tiki Shamaro wound up winning. So I enjoyed this match, and I loved that Tiki bounced back in this way, because even on commentary last week, AJ was saying that she was unsure if Tiki was able to stand on her own, because usually when she gets into some trouble with bullies, she usually, you know, calls in the Island Dynasty, like the Tonga Twins and Leia McCoa. But this time she's proving that she can stand on her own two feet, and don't nobody need to underestimate her. So, starting with TK, how did you feel about this match?
I really liked the match. So, now we can talk about it, Steph. So, I was at WoW on Friday. Was it Friday? I was at WoW on Friday. And it was amazing to see. Not going to give any spoilers. But yeah, the match on the whole was really great. But I do have something for you, Stephanie. Do you want to see it now, or do you want to wait? Because, you know, I know you're leading the show.
We can see it now. It's fine. Okay. I trust you. Yeah, we can do it now.
I mean, it's not me.
I mean, yeah, it's fine. I can see it now.
Okay. All right. I just had it. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
I really need to clean out my computer. Here we go.
No, you're fine.
Stephanie Hardy's arch nemesis, Penelope Pink. You got a message?
Well, first of all, I still look amazing. Miss Stephanie, I'm the best damn thing that WoW's ever seen, sweetheart. So nothing personal, but keep talking.
Really? I'll get to that later, but Nikki, how did you feel about this match?
Nikki's face. Oh,
Nikki, Stephanie, I might have to take a trip with you to Miss Wow, honey. You've been holding it down. I will say that you've been holding it down. Give them you're gonna have to get her a good Alabama beating. We're gonna get to that one.
You're so
silly.
Tiki is
really good. I think she deserved this win. Not saying that BK didn't, but I think BK was more focused on the outside ring presentation versus the in-ring ability. Like, Tiki is very strong style, very technical, great physicality, knows how to move. And you see that rugby background in her with her takedowns. And everything was just presentation-wise with the match, absolutely amazing. And I think that BK is going to have to refocus in ring and it's wrestling. We focus on personalities. We focus on who we are as a person. But sometimes when we forget about the wrestling aspect of it, we take losses. So overall, I thought it was a phenomenal match. And Tiki is someone from this episode that I would say that I would definitely be paying more attention to. Just off of her style, it's very intriguing and very. I like someone that can be like I compare it to like a Bayley. Bayley was someone that from the hugger to now where she is, her wrestling was always very forceful, very strong style, very entertaining. And I think when you do that with a character that's such a baby face, in the sense of for Bayley, that is, but with Tiki, it's so like. You can be who you are as a character, but still give that strong style in the ring. So I like that.
Absolutely. I appreciate, everything that you said about that, because Tiki really is a great athlete. And BK is a great athlete as well, even in and out of WoW, but it's just that she gets so caught up, talking smack and just trying to run down the opponents, as a mental game, of course, because it always helps to get into your opponent's head, and insult them a little bit or whatever. But when you focus so much on that and not really fully on what you're doing, then it's not going to help you a lot of the time. Kind of like how Penelope Pink likes to talk a lot of mess, but yet somehow or another never truly backs it up because we barely see her defend her title as it is. Yeah, kind of like that. And JD in the comments, yeah. I appreciate you saying, is it cloudy over there? No, it's sunny over here in Alabama, sweetheart.
Yeah.
So because it's sunny, we don't focus too hard on people who try to bring storms, because I can't control that energy. She, brought that to TK and didn't have the guts to bring it to me. So maybe at some point we got to see each other. I don't know how, I don't know when, but she and I.
God, if you do a promo with a chair, Stephanie, I am going to lose it for that day. I'm just saying. And then you throw that up and then the salt shakers magically appear out of nowhere. Oh, God, I wish he had a budget.
It's time for WWT to have his first wrestling event. We got some one-on-ones. And I tell you what, Stephanie and Penelope are the main event. And the Salt Shakers will be looking very closely at that match because, she said she the best damn thing that happened in WoW, baby.
Mm-hmm. She says that a lot, and she's been saying that since she started, and she said that when she won the title, when me and Kat saw that happen in LA, that was cool or whatever, but it's just, we have our little face-offs and we have our little tits or whatever, but the last time we talked to each other, you know, I thought we were cool, but now it just doesn't seem like we are. So I might have to come up in the chair, sit down in the chair and tell her a thing or two about her life, you know? And if Nikki and Dreon want to pull up, then by all means, they can, you know, and we can make it a Southern brawl. We can make it happen. We can make it happen.
Ain't got no bail money. There ain't no budget. WFT have no bail money.
We in a ring. We ain't in a ring. We set up. We gonna settle our differences in the ring. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, WWT. We gonna start training. People gonna start training. We got the promos. Promo school. Mm-hmm. We got them down. So y'all better watch out.
Yes, you're included. You're included. You are included because Penelope, you know, she's great and all, but she just thinks she can just, you know, run up on me and that's just not going to work. That's not going to work. And she doesn't want the Birmingham edition of the brawl that went viral. She don't want the Birmingham edition. She don't. So let's move on to the next match, which is, of course, Foxy Fierce versus Robbie Rocket. And, of course, Robbie Rocket and BK Rhythm are in a tag team together, a working tag team. But at the same time, you know, they decided to sort of separate this week and get their singles action stuff on. And Foxy Fierce is someone we hadn't really seen in a minute, you know, on WOW. So I was really glad to see that she was going to be in this match. This match was pretty fire. Of course, Robbie Rocket, you know, has a stellar rhythm inside of the ring. And of course, she's very accomplished in the independents as well. And she's more so, I guess you could say, the veteran in this match in comparison to Foxy, who is still relatively new to wrestling. But she is somebody who continues to impress me every time she gets in the ring. Like, Foxy Fierce was reversing every submission that Robbie kept trying to put on her with her arms. And she kept using her acrobatic and yogi skills to flex out of every move that she would try to put her in. And I was just like, look at you. Look at you go, Foxy. Like, it was just really impressive to see how much she has grown. And even in the moments where it seemed like she was hurt, she kept fighting back over and over again. Like, you just couldn't resist watching her fight. Like, it was just amazing stuff here from Foxy Fierce. And yeah, she wound up fighting through and hitting a split into a it was like an arm drag split, and that was really impressive as well. So it was just lots of impressive stuff here in this match from both women. And I was kind of worried in one moment because it low-key looked like Robbie Rocket kept trying to just be vicious to her a lot of the time, but in the end Foxy wound up winning the match. And I was so glad because I'm just like, yes, girl, let's go. And after she won, she had an interview with David McLean, who also works on commentary and is co-owner of WOW. And she said that she will go as far as the WOW universe will take her. So shout out to Foxy Fierce for that amazing victory against Robbie Rocket. But Robbie has nothing to be ashamed of here in this match. So Nikki, how did you feel about the athleticism of Foxy Fierce?
She's one of those talents that you almost know that she's going to perform every single time she steps into the ring. When you have a name like that, you do kind of have to live up to not only the prestige, but the atmosphere. So you have to be an aura in your own right. And I've never gotten to see her wrestle until now, and I've seen her. So what that says to me is, no matter if I've been able to watch you wrestle, you've become an entity in your own right. So I really went into this thinking that she would get a good showing and win. But I was also, I'm not going to say surprised of Robbie, but she was just way more impressive just in so many different ways. Like, she really kept up. I thought this was going to be one of those, like, Foxy was going to come in and just, you know, get to it. And that was going to be it. But that was not the case with Robbie. And she showed her agility. She's been doing her thing with tag. But I think that it's important for her to get her singles rub as well to show her own talents. And I think they did great. Just like you said, Robbie has nothing to be worried about here. She may have taken the loss, but she took it very gracefully and really pushed Foxy, in my opinion, to a different level.
She really did. And I just loved like the entire match as a whole. Like they both really pushed each other. And even with, you know, Robbie Rocket being as aggressive as she is a lot of the time, like she's not afraid to add insult to injury. Because there was one point where she hit sort of like a breaker onto, not like a full on breaker, but tried to like hit a jawbreaker to Foxy Fierce, and then she stomped on her foot too. And I was just like, oh my God, you're kidding. You're kidding. Like, she's just mad disrespectful. And then she would come out and insult the children during her entrance and everything. Like, she real nasty. But outside of that, you know, in that ring, she can really go. And I, like I said, I love, you know, her smoothness with which she moves in the ring. But Foxy Fierce really is finding more of her groove, no pun intended, in her personality and the way she's moving in this match. Like, I believe at some point she could be WOW world champion. And yes, Eric Isaac, thank you for watching, saying Foxy is a true sweetheart and a great competitor. Yes, she is. She really is. So, yeah, I just can't wait to see what the future holds for both of these women. But Foxy Fierce pulled out the win here. And I'm glad. I'm really glad. Because, of course, we root for all women of color here. But, you know, definitely because she's a Black woman, I was really happy to see her pull out the win. Really happy for that. And TK has rejoined us. Hi. So, how did you feel about Foxy Fierce versus Robbie Rocket?
I mean, I'm a fan of Foxy, so that's one thing. So for somebody who doesn't watch the show in order to commentate on the show, I think what you just said was just like on the money. It's kind of like, and I don't care what anybody says, I think we tend to gravitate towards what we know and what we look like. So automatically my eye was like, I mean, I feel like Issa Rae. I just want everybody Black to win. So,
yes. Yes. Excuse us for rooting for everybody Black.
No, I don't think we should excuse ourselves because we went so long without the. It's been the lack of representation is what we've been used to.
Yeah.
Even in WWE, I know for me and Stephanie, we've talked about this multiple times. When I saw Sasha Banks, never in a million years had I seen anyone in wrestling that was not only Black, but proud of their Blackness, and also looked like me and came from a very similar background. I didn't care what, Sasha just happened to be one of the best wrestlers in the world. I didn't know that at the time. I didn't care what she did. As soon as I saw her, I gravitated towards her. So I think we sometimes have to be more vocal about the appropriation and the appreciation of the representation, because we sometimes forget others in that realm too. You know, it's not always just about the girlies and WWE and AEW and Impact and people we see on TV. It's WOW as well. You know, there's a lot of women of color in promotions like WOW too. So I feel like gravitating towards Foxy is just, we ain't excusing it. We ain't apologizing for it. Inclusion is inclusion. And of course, as Black content creators, we're going to gravitate towards, you know, towards that.
And I like her. I mean, obviously Foxy is like a homage to like Foxy Brown. I'm assuming, right. I don't see why it wouldn't be, but just the homage of it. It's just like, I mean, that's the great thing. And maybe it's like a whole giving WOW their flowers. That's the really great thing about WOW. It's just that the diversity on so many different levels, not just the fact that it's an all women's promotion, but women of different sizes, shapes, height, diversity. It's just, it was really nice to see when I went there on Friday, but also like the fans, like, you know, for people to say, oh, well, people, and particularly men, because there were more male fans there, oh, they want to see this image of women. There's the house was packed. So, you know, it's nice to see. So definitely shout out to her. And also too, to go back to your original question, it was a great match. And I'm happy that Foxy didn't win.
Yes. And I, you know, just from interviewing her, like her background is like she comes from a family of Black excellence. You know, she actually her and her sibling both attended Howard University. So there's levels of, you know, Blackness that they have pride in, you know, and in the way that she carries herself, the way that she dresses, her hair, everything. And there's a level of excellence that she wants to bring into the ring, you know, as someone who didn't initially, you know, dream about doing it her whole life, but she's still, you know, finding her way through it now. So it's just amazing to see someone like her, you know, be that successful and just be gorgeous and do it and stuff. Plus, I just love it because she dresses like kind of like a little bit like how I dress without so many wrestling t-shirts. So, you know, it's great. And I love watching her succeed and Robbie Rocket succeed and all the women succeed. But yeah, Foxy Fierce got the win in this match. And of course, she wants to go as far as the WOW fans take her. And that's a really solid way to end that match and that half of the card. So before we get to the other two matches, we do have to go to commercial break and let everybody know what other shows they can catch here on Women's Wrestling Talk with so many other wrestling shows that people are interested in all the time. We have all the content that your heart can just take and just deal with. So we'll be right back.
Hey peeps, TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, ROH Post Show, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
This is funny, TK, because this is usually where I tell everybody, and yeah, shout out to TK, but you're here and I don't have to do that. You're here and I don't have to do that. So it's just like, yeah, I usually say big love to the da-da-da and to TK and all of that. But yeah, you're here to receive the love and, you know, bask in it on today. So yeah, that's just great. And of course, please check out every show that we have every day for every, you know, event that's taking place in wrestling because we are covering it. You name it, we've got it. And of course, we, you know, for all you know, we might be adding more. You never know.
But well, either way, with that being said, there's two shows that are missing from that as well. Make sure you check it out. Rising Sun is one of our shows that goes over all the things. Joshi comes on, I believe, today.
Thursday.
Yes, Thursday. Yes. And then we also have the AEW Collision and Rampage show that's on Sundays as well. So make sure you check those out.
And the gaming show.
Yes. See, a whole lot. We got a whole lot. Of course, we got to get back to the WOW action. Of course, the next match, which is probably my favorite match of the night because this is just, I just love this type of wrestling, is Tormenta versus Jennifer Flores. And of course, Tormenta was introduced to the ring by her manager, the greatest attorney in the world, Sophia Lopez. And of course, she introed her out there and bigged her up as an international champion. And all of that. And Tormenta has just done an amazing job on the WOW roster, you know, just showing what type of action she is willing to give these WOW girls, of course, even fighting for the WOW world title in the first earlier iteration of this season of WOW against the Beast and Reina Del Rey. She's an amazing talent. And Jennifer Flores is somebody who people think of as the next generation of wrestlers that are coming up. And it was almost like these women knew each other before, like in a past life, kind of like where you just looking at somebody and you feel like, you know what? I'm catching your vibe. You're catching my vibe. Have we met each other before in a past life? Or have we met each other before in the physical? Like, what is it? And that's kind of what this match felt like, because it just felt like for every time Tormenta seemed to have the upper hand on Jennifer Flores with her lucha background, you had Jennifer Flores, you know, bouncing back onto her with her background in high flying as well. And it was just amazing. And I love seeing these two women of color really tear the house down with their abilities. And Jennifer really impressed me during the later part of the match, where she actually hit a sitting Spanish fly onto Tormenta. I could not breathe after I saw that. Like, I couldn't breathe. And I really thought that she was going to win the match, like, from that. Because I'm just like, how often do you see that happen? You always see the standing ones, but never really the sitting ones. Like, that was just incredible to me. And Tormenta actually used her strength even outside of the ring to try to, like, tear down Jennifer Flores and ran her back into the ring post. And it was just, like, a pretty hard-fought match between both of these women. Like, either it could have gone either way between these women. But in the end, Tormenta wound up winning. But either way, Jennifer Flores had nothing to be ashamed of, even though she was being carried out by a referee. Like, there was nothing she had to be ashamed of in this match, because she really gave Tormenta her all. And it's just something about Tormenta. It's almost like she's low-key, even though she's not the champion, she's like the measuring stick of WOW, because some of the best women, you know, really up their game when they fight against Tormenta, because Princess Aussie did it a couple weeks ago and had her best match on WOW against Tormenta. So there's just something about Tormenta that just makes these women really want to just go, go, go. And I love that about her. But Tormenta wound up, you know, getting the win here. And this was, like I said, my favorite match on this episode. So, Nikki, how did you feel about this match?
Very technical. And that's what I love. I love technical wrestling. Tormenta is just one of those talents where I don't even know. Like, it reminds me kind of like how I am with Speedball. Like, where's the bad match at? When do they have bad matches? And it, hypothetically, rhetorically, not really asking, but like, you see a match from them over and over again, and there's just no bad match. They can make anyone look good. They can give a style. But Flores reminds me of a young Roxanne Perez. How hungry Roxanne at the time, Roxy, was becoming the first ROH Women's Champion, defending it against Deonna Purrazzo, taking that loss, but then coming to WWE, recreating Roxanne Perez, and look where she is now. And I think that Flores has more than that potential. She has the look, but she also has a really good, she can keep up. And sometimes the whole ageism thing is one thing that gets on my nerves the most in wrestling, is because it's always used like in so many different ways, like young, old, it doesn't matter. People will be like, oh, utilize the new talent, but then an older talent wins the championship and everyone is happy because it's that person. Like, it's an oxymoron in a sense, but I think some of the younger talent coming up today are really, she's living up to the name of being this generational's new realm. Like, I look at her, I look at Cora Jade, I look at Roxanne, and there's so many different girlies in the world of wrestling coming up. Tiffany Nevaez, you know, Chalance. Like, they're coming from so many different aspects of the world. And I think WOW is just birthing even more superstars that we've seen. I mean, Santana Garrett being someone who's been someone that's become a prevalent name. You may not see her on your television right now, but if you're a wrestling fan, you might know who Santana Garrett is. So it's just one of those things where I think Flores is about to get herself into a position where the ball just keeps churning and you take those L's gracefully, like I said before, and you just learn yourself and become a character without anyone, you know, just do it on your own with no manager, with just your wrestling ability, with your talk. I definitely have my eyes on Flores too. So,
yeah, absolutely. And when you talk about, you know, how good she is, and you mentioned all the people that she reminds you of, like AJ Mendez actually picked her out from the Indies and brought her to WOW and said, you know, I feel like you would, you know, blossom here because of how good you are. And AJ has talked about on commentary multiple times how she considers Jennifer Flores to be like her baby in a sense. And it's so funny because even with like looking at pictures of them side by side, they low-key look like a mother-daughter duo. I'm not going to hold you. But, you know, either way, you know, like she really has a lot to offer, you know, inside of WOW and outside of WOW. Like, I just love watching her grow. Like, she's definitely next up. So TK, how did you feel about this match and the performance of Tormenta?
First off, shout out to Sophia Lopez. She was handing out her business cards on Friday, like dedicated to the craft. She's been with WOW for a long time. But definitely agree, Nikki, technical match. And this is what I like. And I think this is, and I know, like, shout out to you, Stephanie, for really pushing it, like, while was on and on social and stuff like that, because I don't think they really, you see all the colors, and people might not give WOW a chance thinking that it's, like, just all gimmick and there's no skill. But, you know, this match was, it was a really great match. And if you were to take away, like, the purples and the pinks, like, this would be a match that you would see on Lucha Underground. This will be a match that you could see somewhere else and there not be any sort of issue. So, and then also, too, just FYI, WOW has a whole school. Like, these women train. It's not like, oh, they just, you know, LA folk and then they just pull up. So, definitely a great match overall. And, yeah, like, I couldn't take my eyes off of it, which is one of the reasons I had to stop watching so I can actually go back to work. So, that's a good thing. When I actually have to, like, stop watching in order to do other things. Because when I can multitask and watch a match, it's, you know, it is what it is. But if I have to stop and it's like, look, I need to give this match my full attention, so I need to come back to it. That's what it did. So great on the whole.
Yes, and JD in the comments saying, that's a good point, TK. I find people taking Stardom lightly when they see the anime-esque presentation. And yeah, my thing is, it's just, I've seen people bring up WOW as an insult whenever they see a certain superstar that they don't necessarily like, and then they'll talk about them and be like, oh, well, that character would do better over there. You know, as if WOW is sort of like a lower thing. And I'm just like, no, WOW is not a lower totem pole. If anything, it's one of the oldest pillars of what representation in women's wrestling is supposed to be at this point. Like, if you go back and look at the history of it and how it got started and why it got started, like, there's so much more to it than just you thinking, oh, well, it's just characters and stuff like that. And that irritates me because it's still women's wrestling on a platform, you know, and it's an all-women show. And yeah, granted, it is only on for an hour in comparison to a lot of other shows that are on for 2 hours or three or four or whatever. But the quality of the wrestling is still fire. Like, and just because something is pink and purple doesn't mean it's not good. I mean, feminine colors are still strong colors because it catches your attention. It makes you look. So regardless of whatever you think you might think with the preconceived notions, it is still substantial. And WOW is very substantial. And that's why it's easy for me to be behind it, because number one is women's wrestling. And I'm always love women's wrestling. But number two, this is a brand that prioritizes the women in a way that just makes it, you know, that makes it stand out, and it's colorful and it's different. But yeah, all of wrestling is different. None of it is alike. And I feel like if we had more of open minds, you know, we would realize that instead of just, you know, poo-pooing it off just because it's not the bigger thing or whatever. But yeah, I appreciate it. And it's just like, wow, this match is definitely one of the proven points of the reasons why WOW has its stay in power, because these matches are fantastic. And Nikki, I'm glad you mentioned the part about ageism and how people feel about older people in wrestling. Like, I feel like just because a person is older doesn't mean that they can't go. I feel like if you feel like in your body you can go, then go. Go until you can't no more. That's just how I feel about it. Like, as long as you feel comfortable with going, go. But if once you feel like you want to stop, then stop. Like, it's natural, because some people, you know, are older and feel younger. You know, it's just a matter of how you feel inside. And Tormenta clearly is you know, one of these veterans that clearly has a lot still left in them, you know, if not more. So yeah, Tormenta won this match, and Sophia Lopez really is that girl when it comes to marketing. Like, she does not stop putting her name out there, and shout out to her, because we did interview her and she was a great interview as well. So please check out all of WOW's interviews that we've done on Women's Wrestling Talk, because they're pretty fantastic. But before we get to our main event, I have to mention that next week we are finally getting a Falls Count Anywhere Knockdown Drag Out fight. Oh my God, between the Tonga Twins and Miami Sweet Heat for the WOW Tag Team Championships. I am so happy for this. Like, if you've been watching the WOW After Show, you know me and Katrina and Emily have been pushing and gunning for a fair fight between Miami Sweet Heat and the Tonga Twins, because the Tonga Twins should have been the tag champions a long time ago. Like, when they started with that WOW tournament to fill the vacated tag titles, like, the Tonga Twins almost had it. But this was where the Carlson sisters aligned with the Fab Four, with Penelope Pink and the fabulous Lana Starr, and they wound up cheating for them, hitting them in the head with mirrors, and they wound up winning the tag titles and have held them ever since. Held them hostage almost. But this time, oh my gosh, I'm so happy we're going to get a Falls Count Anywhere match. Like, I am definitely a fan of adding more stipulations to WOW matches. Like, I wanted this type of match to be in a cage, if I'm being honest. But we're not going to get a cage, but it's going to be Falls Count Anywhere. So hopefully we will get new WOW Tag Team Champions, not to throw any shade at Miami Sweet Heat, because they are a great tag team. It's just that they just like to cheat, and it's just annoying. But, you know, y'all know how I feel about the Fab Four. Don't let me get into it again. But that's happening next week, and I am so excited. I was so excited for that announcement, because the Tonga Twins have fought tooth and nail for this opportunity. So hopefully we'll get new champions next weekend. But this card ended in the main event with a tag team match against Holidead and Siren the Voodoo Doll. I like to call them Team Darkness, versus The Last Call. And that's, of course, Reina Del Rey and Wrecking Ball. Now, this was interesting because here again, you rarely, if ever, see The Last Call get to fight against tag teams that are, you know, evenly matched with them in terms of power and strength. But this was definitely different in the sense between when you have Holiday and Siren the Voodoo Doll going up against them. And it was so rough and tumble that there wasn't even a conclusive finish. It wasn't even a conclusive finish in this match. It was so funny. They just kept beating on each other. And of course, you know, you have The Last Call, who have been, you know, tearing the house down in terms of their tag teamwork over the past couple of weeks. And they did just lose a qualifying match against the Tonga Twins to fight for the tag titles. But here they're still proving that they still have good tag team chemistry. It might seem kind of toxic because they like to beat up on each other, but either way, they still make it work. And they're fighting Siren right here and knocking her down. But Holidead kept knocking Reina Del Rey out of the ring so many times, to the point to where you almost thought Reina was injured, but then she got back up and started fighting her, and then both Wrecking Ball and Reina started beating up on Siren and Holiday a whole lot more. And it was just really rough and tumble until, of course, they started fighting outside of the ring and started fighting amongst the crowd and fighting into the parking lot. And I believe WOW is sort of getting to the point to where their parking lot is becoming almost as deadly as the NXT parking lot. It's getting kind of out of hand at this point, but we love it. And this was where it ended. Like, this was literally where the WOW show ended. Like, it ended with them fighting out into the parking lot. So yeah, it was pretty insane to watch these two teams fight each other tooth and nail, you know, and be like these immovable objects. Like, it was just incredible here. I love all of these women, and as they continue to grow, but I guess next week we just got to see how that brawl ended. But yeah, Goth Vegan, thank you for watching. You know, I'm glad that you're about to jump back in. Thank you. I'm glad. So yeah, just to wrap things up, TK, how did you feel about this tag team match and the way that it ended?
Yeah, it was so funny because another thing I like about WOW, you know, for the characters and some of the gimmicks, a lot of it's like based off of something. And so for The Last Call, like, it's very like LA Vato type thing. So, like, if you're familiar with, like, if you're familiar, and I don't want to, like, I don't know the correct terminology, so I'm, but that's why I'm like, I don't know what the right, because the way society's set up now. But if you're familiar with LA and, you know, certain parts of LA, like, that really reminded me of it. So that's one thing that I really, really loved. And it wasn't stereotypical. Like, you get, if you're from LA, you know, and I'm not from LA, but you live here long enough, you know. So I love both. And I don't know if I could say this, but how dad actually gave me a hug on Friday. I don't know, like, I was like, wait, are you supposed to be doing that? And then she remembered. So shout out to her. We actually interviewed her. I think she doesn't do too many interviews. So we interviewed her a long time ago. But yeah, very evenly matched. So I like the matches. It was a good match to end the show with. And to leave it on a nice little cliffhanger. And I agree with you, Got Vegan. Like, I've been scheduling my wrestling, my watching of wrestling time in my schedule. And I really wanna, like, cause I used to watch WoW all the time. And it's just a time thing. But, you know, watching the show again made me really, like, miss, because I watched it up until, like, this new season when, like, you guys took over and started watching the show, which I really appreciate of. But there's so many great stories. So all in all, great match. And now I have to tune in and see what happens next.
Yeah, CK, I'm so glad, you know, that you, I'm glad to hear that you used to watch it, you know, back then. But of course, you know, life be life, you know. And I'm glad that, you know, you are willing to invite it back into your space, just like Goth Vegan is. And I do invite people to always watch it all the time, because it is different and it is cool that way. So, Nikki, how did you feel, you know, about the match and as a whole from beginning to kind of end?
I thought it was a great show. I see why this was the main event, obviously, for what happened with the brawl. But I would have loved to seen Tiki close out the show. I think that would have been interesting. If I was a producer, I would have put Tiki at the end just to see. I would have opened with the brawl, and then they get to the match. That's the only different. But I'm looking at it from a production standpoint. Like, I'm looking at it from, like, I love that aspect of wrestling, like, knowing what to place where. I think WWE Raw does a great job at production, like the way that they, you have a 3-hour show, you have to keep people invested. They're good at top of the hour stuff. And here with 1 hour, I think it's very important, like, placement is one thing that I think will bring more eyes to this. I will say that I'm glad that I was able to do this show. Because if it wasn't for this show, I wouldn't have had time to watch WoW. Because how I am here at WWT, if I know there are other hosts covering something and I can't watch it live, because I'm a live kind of person. If I don't watch it live, I'm not going to watch it. I have, and I'm with that with New Japan Pro Wrestling. I'll go back and watch a pay-per-view, but if I can't watch it live, like, I just hate that. I'm not a rewatcher. I want to see it. I love the interactions on Twitter. I love to see what people are going to say, responses. I want to be in the know. So I've added it because I had to take off. Not going to lie, I took off ROH. I did, because they're not. It's you have to be in the Honor Club, you know, to. It's really hard to keep up if you don't have the app. Let's just be honest. And it's on Thursday nights. The same night as Impact. I know it's being held down, but this time slot actually comes at 11 o'clock for me on a Sunday night.
And Nikki and Santana are up.
Always. So I'm up. So I can always catch it on the back end. Like, I can actually catch this live. And I am very curious to see what's going to happen with that tag team match, because I do think, I don't know how Penelope is going to play her way into this match, but I don't think that we're going to get new tag team champions just yet. I think there's more to unravel to this story, and I think that's what WoW is building. But overall, great show, and I'm ready for the next, because this is kind of how I got into Impact during pandemic. I remember seeing we watched Rebellion that year. And Trey had a match. And then there was an episode that I watched with Fire and Flava. Of course, Tasha Steelz and Kiera Hogan. And, you know, I watched, because I still think AJ Styles is one of the, well, the best wrestler in the world still to this day. So I watched TNA. I watched, you know, and then getting into it, it took that one episode. And you watch that one episode, and then you're like, okay, if I do miss this, though, am I missing more by not just going to bed, or am I missing more by not watching? And that's how good wrestling can be when you're up watching Wild at 11 o'clock and watching New Japan Pro Wrestling and Stardom at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you have that, when there's something that special about the product, any product, it could be sports, it could be whatever, that's what makes it more meaningful. And I think that, and I always say this, but I commend you, Stephanie, and everyone who's built that connection with WOW here at Women's Wrestling Talk, especially with their relaunch. We're going through a relaunch. The connection is one of the, if not the biggest connection we've had in WWT history. And y'all do a great job with being vigilant, but also there's a genuine relationship that we have. And I think it's so important for everyone to tune in to WOW so you can tune into the post show so you can know what's going on in all places and just support women's wrestling more. But it's some good stuff. Like, the revamp, I got to give it to the team over there. AJ is doing her thing, and everyone's doing their thing, and I think all the girls are doing their thing. And everyone is supposed to be where they're supposed to be. And if we get some surprises, you never know who could pop up. I'm hearing some things in the back ends of people supposed to be coming to WOW and this, that, and the third. And the Globe Theater, that's a beautiful, beautiful arena. I went to Multiverse there for L.A., and that is just some prestige in L.A., so... WOW's on the right trajectory. I love to see that, honestly.
Yes, I'm so happy you guys, you know, are feeling this way about the show and stuff. You know, not only just, you know, watching it grow and all of the above, but also just, you know, and the relationship we've had and built. It's just, you know, it's really good. Like, it never stops. And then for me, I know for the time, I was wondering, you know, how much other time, you know, could I dedicate to wrestling? But then they said, okay, Saturday, 6 p.m., you know, I was just like, okay, fine. And then sometimes they push it back and it's at 8 p.m. because we have different sports. You know, sometimes they show football here, or sometimes they show soccer here because we do
SEC, baby.
Yes, that. And so, and then we have our soccer team here too. Shout out to the Birmingham Legion. But, you know, they push it back. But even within, you know, I still, you know, make time for it with that, because usually on Saturdays I just be chilling, you know. So I'm glad that I've allowed this in, you know, to my wrestling space. And I'm happy, you know, to have built this connection. And Goth Vegan says it's on at 1 a.m. Wow. Yeah. But I'm also glad there are other ways in which you can watch it. And of course, they're growing their brands as well, because you can watch it in India now, I believe. And you can watch episodes even on a plane. I think it was Delta. Somebody took a picture of them, you know, on a Delta flight. And I was just like, oh, snap, that's great. So they really are branching out and they're growing. And it's amazing to see how it is growing, you know. And this is an all-woman show. Like, it's fantastic. And I just love it. And I love being a small part of it, you know. Like, it's great. And I hope it continues. But of course, we've reached the end of our time together here on the WOW After Show. Of course, catch us live here talking about WOW every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, whatever other time it comes on for you in any other part of the country. Yeah, just continue to support us and watch WOW on any one of your channels. You can go on their website on wowe.com and see what time is listed for you on television. You can also watch them on Tuesdays on Vice TV. They've started showing, you know, the episodes that we see on the weekend. They show those on Tuesday nights on Vice TV. You can watch it there. You can also watch it on YouTube. You can also watch older episodes on Pluto TV. And they also have documentary series, you know, charting some of the stories of the WOW superheroes and the history of women's wrestling, you know, from the perspective of WOW and other promotions as well. So please watch that. But most importantly, please support us at Women's Wrestling Talk. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at, well, Twitter X, whatever, at WW Talk Pod, and subscribe subscribe to us on YouTube on Women's Wrestling Talk and like us on Facebook and just support us everywhere. Read our articles, buy our merchandise that they were talking about on WWT Live, old and new, and just continue to just support us and all of our after shows that come on. Now, of course, Raw will be having an after show later on tonight. So please be on the lookout for that because there's a lot happening in the Raw world and just every world in wrestling. There's always a lot going on. But yeah, just continue to support all of us as we grow. And of course, TK, tell everybody where they can find and follow you. I'm so glad y'all were able to come.
Man, these chats going off. I swear, talking about shirts. Anywho, if y'all don't know what we're talking about, then head over to WWT Live and see the damage. But thank you for having me on the WOW show. It's nice to pop into these shows. Maybe I'll start doing it more often. But thanks for having me on the WOW show. You can find me on everything, everywhere at TK Trinidad.
Of course, you know, you are always welcome back on the show. And of course, Nikki, tell everybody where they can find and follow you and what you've got going on.
Well, with what I got going on, I just went on a 7-day, 3-city run from Greensboro, North Carolina, to back to Nashville, to even to this great city of Lexington, Kentucky. I did 3 shows for AEW, 2 AEW Collision, AEW Dynamite, and also a few Rampages, ROH. So I am currently on airplane mode right now. You will still see me, as you know, of course, on WWT Live, but you might not catch me at a show until September, which doesn't really feel that long because it's only 10 days. With that being said, you can always follow the page. Make sure you follow the website. We have some amazing articles going on. If you're ever looking for me, I reside on Twitter for the most. I really just Instagram. Listen, you'll have to watch my story. But I do have a lot of photos that I'll be going through in the next 2 weeks. So much content. And when I say this, I have content from Impact, like 50 articles of stuff that was never posted. When we went to Atlanta in June, and I have over 1,000 articles of content for AEW and just so much different stuff that we have for longevity posting when I'm not traveling. It's been a blessing. I feel just so happy. I'm still not over the Cody Rhodes moment. I think that's something that I'm going to let the month just transpire and everything. All of our interviews up with all of the amazing talent from WWE to AEW. We have some great interviews coming up. We can tell you because they're not contracted to any company, thank God. But Alexis Littlefoot, she's been making her rounds. And also Kevin Knight, who's been traveling from Seattle to LA to Atlanta, his home base, to New Japan Pro Wrestling, his tag team with Kushida. We're also going to be having an interview in the works. There's been a lot of there's been a lot of stuff going on with the hurricane, so we couldn't do it today. But Danny Limelight will be here at WWT very soon as well. So we have all kinds of people. I may be on a break. TK will tell you this. I may be on a break from life outside right now, but I'm never not working and I'm never not pushing that. And I think that if you haven't paid attention, Women's Wrestling Talk is on a trajectory that we've never been before. We are going to continue to push the mold. There's so many different, you see it with WOW. You see it with AEW, you see it with Impact. Hell, you've even seen it this month and many months to come and many months before that with WWE. So with that being said, I am very adamant. Please, if you feel any sense of mental health issues or you feel like you're just not worthy or you feel like it's just becoming too much, take a breather, seek whatever help you need, especially if you're in the industry of media, sports, wrestling, no matter what it is. Take some time to breathe because you may be going hard and you may be going crazy, but I'm going to get my 8 hours of sleep. I don't give a damn if it's in my bed or in a hotel room, wherever I'm traveling to. I'm going to eat proper. I'm going to make sure certain things are good. And when I get off balance, it's time for me to, you know, I'm doing too much. And I say that to say that we are a family here and we are connected and we wouldn't be here without all of our support. And we're very close to a lot of the support that we have. I don't want to take too much time because I do have to watch Monday Night Raw. But keep following Women's Wrestling Talk. Keep doing everything that we've been doing. Check out our news articles as well. Check out all the content we have on YouTube. Check out our shorts. We have vlogs. we have so much. We're more than just a show. We're a network. We are the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. There's nobody that is pushing this mold, but we are not doing this alone. So we see everyone out there that's doing everything that they're doing. We appreciate the support from those as well. We just got some things to do, and we're going to continue to push them on. And you can catch me later tonight with my tag team partner representing the Salt Shakers, honey. We will be doing Monday Night Raw. I can't wait. And then Thursday, you can catch me again. We have Emergence post-show and a lot of stuff. I'm never not doing anything. I've been on multiple post-shows this month. You're always going to see me. See what I said earlier. Who thinks he's the EST, honey? I had to come on here with, listen, I'm going to be dolled up for Monday Night Raw. I came on here looking rough for y'all, okay? I'm going to be dolled up. This is not a game. This is WWT.
Well, Nikki, you never look rough. You know, you never look rough. Stop it. Stop it now. Yes, but of course, you can follow me, your girl Stephanie Hardy, on Instagram and Twitter and Threads and everywhere else at Queen Steph Hardy. Also, please listen to my show, The Hardy Wrestling Podcast, everywhere you get your shows, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. I have a new interview up with Andreas Hale. He is the senior writer of The Sporting News. He's also a host on Sirius XM's Fight Nation, and he's the co-founder of Our Heroes Rock with John Davenport and Big E. So please look at that conversation. We had a great time together. It was fantastic. And also, I will be on commentary at Spartan Wrestling in Gaston, Alabama this Saturday at the event Meltdown. So I am so excited about that. It's my first time with that promotion. But we do have a relationship through the Belladonna division, so I am excited. So it's family, but it's still a new thing. But either way, I'm excited about that. And just continue to just support the brand and support us in our individual things and our Women's Wrestling Talk things. So of course, this has been the WOW Superheroes After Show on Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. They the twos, we the ones. And until next time, bye y'all.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.